Soil and Water Conservation District Stewardship Week. What is that and what it's all about? Well, I do know it's coming up here in just a couple of weeks, and to find out more information about it, we turn to South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And Commissioner, tell us what this week means.
Well, it is to highlight what the Soil and Water Conservation Districts do for us. And just as the name implies, their focus is how do we make better use of these valuable resources? And this is especially meaningful for me. I can remember the first away from home trips I took to Clemson University. It must have been, I don't know, fifth, sixth, seventh grade somewhere. Was the statewide meeting of the soil and water camp that they had up there. So I've been following this for quite a while now, but the end of this month, April 28th to May 5, is the stewardship week for the National Association of Conservation Districts, and just really glad with some of the things we do with partnership with them.
Tell us about this group. I mean, really, it's not just a group, but there are many districts, each operated by its own board across the state, right?
That's right. In South Carolina, we have 46 district boards, pretty much, you know, with every county. Mm-hmm. And they really have some active groups in several of the counties. And the statewide board is elected from them, and they're very active, with the purpose of, just as the name implies, doing projects to highlight soil and water conservation, a lot of education with young people, so that, just like for me, however many years ago that was, to have an appreciation for what it means to conserve water and soil, and so that especially our soil is productive in how it basically feeds us by way of what our farmers do. And they do quite a number of projects, you know, a lot to raise awareness, raise some funds to operate the local board, because they're, you know, they not completely funded by the state budget in entirety. So, again, very active to do some things to get memberships. I think I've had memberships in four or five counties around South Carolina when asked. So, again, just what impresses me is the good nucleus of people involved on a statewide basis, but also in several of the counties.
In the middle of that week, there's a special event taking place on May the 1st. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, out at the Harbison State Forest on the northwest side of Columbia, I suppose, is Forestry Field Day. You know, they'll learn about forestry programs, prescribe fire for wildlife management means, and then you take it in the more domestic side, backyard habitats, and some best management practices. And again, going back to the districts, how people can learn about their own particular county district, how to get more involved once they've seen the value of what these efforts are around conserving our resources.
To register for the event, I know the person to contact is Jennifer Morris. I will post her email address on our website along with this story at sfntoday.com. So a good opportunity for us to observe what takes place with these soil and water conservation districts during that special week. Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think we just close by highlighting what these groups have as their goal, and that is preservation of our resources. And as we know, anything that we produce for food, it requires water. And the better we're able to conserve it so that it's plentiful for generations to come, well, that's certainly worth some focus. And that's what this week is all about, and we're glad to highlight it.
April 28th through May the 5th is Conservation District Stewardship Week. Find out more about it at our website, sfntoday.com. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That is today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.